Chazar zegt niet zo'n gekke schaak, maar Rabbi Huda zegt dat Lamed Hey. Bryce says Rabbi Huda said a cup should be filled from the blood on the floor in case the entire blood of an animal is spilled on the floor. Taking from this mixture and throwing it into the mezbeach will make the carbon kosher now as well. The Rabbi said to Rabbi Huda, but that blood was possibly never caught in a keli, and therefore it's not fit to be offered on the mezbeach. Rabbi Huda said the Kohanim are careful and definitely caught each animal's blood in a keli. But only the lifeblood is supposed to be thrown on the mezbeach, but the blood on the floor has a lot of other blood besides the lifeblood that's already mixed in. If tomorrow Rabbi Huda says that one is chayiv kares for eating blood, even not life blood. It's a bazoi, he treats them the same, which would mean, therefore, that the other blood that's offered on the Mizbeach would be okay as well. For the act, the Marabah Lazar said that Rabbi Huda agrees that offering the other blood does not make a carbon kosher. And Rabbi Huda holds that blood does not become bottle in other blood. Therefore, even though there may be a small percentage of lifeblood on the floor mixed in with the other blood, it still retains its status of lifeblood and makes the Pesach valid when the mixture of the blood is then thrown onto the Mizbeach. Dr. Vaita the Brisa says Rabbi Huda asked the Rabbanan, if we don't take the blood from the floor, why would they prevent the blood from flowing out of the Azar until after all the Korbanos were brought? The Rabbanan answered, it was considered a beautiful thing to have the Kohanim walk in blood up to their knees because it showed that Pesach Avivis for the Avoida. The blood acts the chatzitza between their feet, the feet of Kohanim, and the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, which L'chari should be also. And for tomorrow, since it's wet, the blood, as opposed to being dry, it's not considered to be a chatzitza. For that, tomorrow, the blood will make the clothing of Kohanim dirty, and the avoid it done with dirty clothing as possible. You can't say that they lifted the clothing to prevent it from touching the blood, because the Bryce says that's also not a mutter to lift the clothing while you're doing the avoid. And for the Gemara, they would walk in this blood when bringing the parts of the animal to the Mizbeach, which is not an avoid, and therefore, they'd be allowed to lift their clothing when they're doing that. In fact, tomorrow, bringing the parts to the Mizbeach has to be done by a kohen, which means that it is an avoida. And for tomorrow, they would walk through the blood when carrying the wood for the mizbeach, which is not an avoida. In fact, remember, how did they walk through it when carrying the blood or the parts of the animal? And for tomorrow, they would walk on platforms built onto the floor, which were considered part of the floor, and therefore were not a chatzitza. Zok, the next mission, if someone shechs a carbon with intent to eat something that's not meant to be eaten, or to burn something that's not meant to be burned, and he had the intent beyond its time or its place, the carbon remains kosher. But Eliezer says it's pasul. Mission continues, if you shechta with intent to eat something that's meant to be eaten, or burn something which is meant to be burned beyond its time or place, but the intent was regarding a piece less than the size of kazayas, the carbon remains kosher. If he intends to eat half of a kazayas beyond its time or place, and to burn half of a kazayas beyond its time or place, it remains kosher because eating and burning don't combine. Mission continues, if someone shechs a carbon with the intent to eat a kazayas of the skin, or the gravy, or the sediment, or the hard vein in the neck, which is inedible, or the bones, or the veins, or the horns, or the hooves beyond the time or its place, the carbon remains kosher. Also, if he ate these parts of a carbon that was pigle, he would not be chayiv karis. He would also not be chayiv for noiser or for eating a carbon tummy on account of eating these pieces. The mission continues. Someone shechs a kaddish animal with the intent to eat its fetus or its afterbirth beyond its allowable place, it will not make it pigle. If one does malika on a bird carbon with the intent to eat its eggs beyond its allowable place, it will not make it pigle. With regard to milk inside a carbon and the eggs inside a bird carbon, one who eats them would not be chayiv for pigle if the carbon was pigle, or for noiser, or for the carbon tummy. Zok de Gemara Belazar said, if someone had pigle intent about a carbon, the fetus of the carbon also becomes pigle. But if you have pigle intent about the fetus, the carbon does not become pigle. If someone has pigle intent regarding the hard veins of a bird carbon, the crop becomes pigle, but the reverse is not true. If someone has pigle intent regarding the parts that are to be burned on the mizbeach of the parlam dover or the parkoyan gadol, the entire bull becomes pigle, but the reverse is not true. In fact, we're maybe coming a proof to Rabbi Lazar from a brayse. The brayse says that if one has a pigle intent regarding the eating of the meat or the burning of the meat of the parm, which are supposed to be burned outside of Yerushalayim, and the intent does not create pigle. Now, this suggests that had his intent been regarding the pieces that are supposed to be brought on the Mizbeach, even the rest of the meat would become pigle. We see this concept that pigle intent regarding one thing may not create pigle, but pigle intent regarding a different part may create pigle on all the parts. Mar says the inference of the Brisa may be no, that if he intended pigle regarding the pieces to be offered on the Mizbeach, those pieces become pigle, but maybe the others do not. Frekmar, maybe we can bring proof from a mission. The mission says that after the eshchita of the parm hanasrafim, meaning that it's supposed to be burned outside the Azara, like we discussed before, they become pasul with lina being left overnight. Presumably, this refers to the meat being left overnight. And we can learn from this that if the meat becomes pasul with lina, then a pigle intent regarding the pieces that go on the mizbeach would make the meat pasul as well. We therefore see Rabbi Lazar's view that pigle intent would make the meat pasul, even though intent about the meat would not make the carbon pigle. And if the Gemara, maybe that the mission is referring to where the pieces that are offered on the mizbeach were left overnight, not the meat. In fact, the end of the mission clearly is discussing the meat, which suggests discussed that the earlier part is also talking about the meat. And for the Gemara, that's not necessarily true. It may be very well that the first part discusses the pieces to be offered on the Mizbeach, and the later part discusses the meat. Second Gemara like this. Rabbi asked from a Braisa. The Braisa gave a list of things that neither affect pigle, if a pigle intends had about them, nor become pigle if the carbon becomes pigle. Included in the list is the animal's fetus and a bird's crop. This refutes Rabbi Elazar, who said that these items do become pigle along with the animal. And for the Gemara, the Mishnah means that a pigle intent about them will not make the carbon pigle, and that a pigle intent about them will not even make these pieces pigle. However, the Mishnah would agree that a pigle intent about the carbon itself would even make these items pigle. Rava brings a proof for Rabbi Elazar from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if someone checks the Kaddish animal with intent to eat its fetus or its afterbirth beyond its allowable place, it will not make it pigle. If one does malika on a bird carbon with the intent to eat its eggs beyond its allowable place, it will not make it pigle. The Mishnah then said, with regard to the milk inside the carbon or the eggs inside the bird, one who eats them would not be chayiv for pigle if the carbon was pigle, or for nicer, or for a carbon tummy. This suggests that for eating the fetus or afterbirth, one would be chayiv for pigle, which contradicts the earlier part of the Mishnah. Rather, we must say that this last part is talking about where the pigle intent was had on the carbon, and teaches that the iser or pigle extends to the fetus, etc., for all that like we discussed as well. And the earlier part is talking about the one who had a pigle intent about these parts themselves, in which case there's no pigle at all. This is exactly the view of Rabbi Elazar, Shema Amino. Zakhmar Vaita Mishnah says that if the piece of an animal that was a bal mum were brought onto the Mizbech, they have to be taken down. Rabbi Kiva says they remain on the Mizbech. Rabbi Kiva only allows for a type of mum like cataracts of the eye. Since such a mum does not make a bird puzzle, it also does not require that the animal be removed from the Mizbech on account of it. Also, this is only if the mum came about after the animal was made kadosh. Rabbi Kiva would agree, Zakhmar, that regarding a female oila that's considered to be a mum that like before it became kadosh, because being an oila is supposed to be a zachar, and therefore if it's in a keva, it's like a mum that became about before it became kadosh. The Braisa quoted above said if someone offers a fetus or anything else on that list as a carbon outside the Azara, he's potter. This suggests that he would be chayy for offering meat of the mother. Now, this can only be in regard to a female oiler because that's the only female animal whose meat would be offered on the Mizbeach. Now, if Rabbi Akiva says that the meat of a female oiler remains on the Mizbeach if it was brought up there, so we can say that the Braisa follows his view. However, if he holds that it would be taken down, who's the Braisa follow? And for the Gemara, the inference for the Mishnah should be that if one offers the amorim of the mother outside, he is chayiv, not the meat of the mother. In fact, the Braisa seems to refer to any part of the fetus, which would then make the inference refer to any part of the mother. And for the Gemara, change the Braisa to say that if he offers the amrim of the fetus outside, he is potter, which would suggest that if he offers the amrim of the mother outside, he would be chayiv.